Bro. Welcome back to another episode on the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz, and today I'm just going to talk about the wrestling world. There's no real set topic. No real company we're truly going to follow. Just going to discuss all of it. So since our last podcast over a month ago, we've seen WrestleMania matches set up. The Rock comes back. We're getting a tag match, Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. We're getting Cody and Roman. Then we're getting Seth and Drew. We've seen Sting have his final match. Darby Allin about take his and end his career. We've seen Hammerstone sign with TNA. We've seen a resurgence in wrestling. And today, Shayna Baszler's announced for Bloodsport, which is a GCW event. I just think it's great. The wrestling world as a whole is thriving again. And it's phenomenal. We've seen more stuff come out about Vince. We've seen Paul Heyman being announced as a Hall of Famer in Philadelphia. Perfect spot for Heyman, by the way. Perfect spot. Now they have to get the right person to induct Heyman. Whoever that is, we'll see. But I've also seen have him do like Taker did. No real introduction. Let him talk. I'd be all right with that. So let's just start with the icon. Sting announces he's going to have his final match at Revolution. Darby Allin and him, the tag champs in AEW against the Young Bucks. It was a really, really good match. His sons came out dressed as Surfer Sting and Wolfpack Sting, which I thought was a great homage to Sting. And what a moment with your kids. We had just the whole match in general was high-flying. People threw tables. Darby Allin had one of the nastiest falls off a ladder through a pane glass. Messed his back up. Cut it up. Blood. But in the end, Sting won. Sting and Darby won. Retained their titles, which later on was announced they were going to vacate those because it was Sting's final match. He's not fighting ever again. And unlike Ric Flair, I believe Sting. But it was a great match. It was a perfect way for Sting to go out. It was. Now, this is the last I think we see of Sting ever? No. Too big of an icon not to be seen. But do I think he's going to be involved like a Ric Flair all the time? No, absolutely not. So for that, we say, Sting, thank you for many years of being the true, you know, epitome of what it took to be an icon in wrestling. There's a hand few that truly encompass that word. You're one of them. We've seen Will Ospreay debut in AEW, which I think of the three major signings they've had, Ospreay is going to be head and shoulders above everybody else. Simple as that. Between him, Okada, and Mercedes Moné, Ospreay is going to be the one that steals the show, which is true because he's stolen everywhere he's been. Him and Omega was one of the best matches I've ever seen. So why would you not? But that said, they do have Okada, Mercedes debuted this past week. I think it's Ospreay is going to be the best of the three, but they are starting to build up name talent, worldwide name talent, unlike just local. And I think that's huge for AEW. Now, whether they use them properly or not, that's still to be seen. We've seen them sign people in the past, and after 3 or 4 weeks, they're just relegated to Collision. And it sucks. It does. But just rolling with that. I think AEW right now is putting on a great product. I do. One thing they need to, as we've talked about it since the beginning, storylines. There's no true storylines. And I think that hurts them. There's occasionally a storyline, but there's not storylines. Like, I needed to know why Ospreay and Bryan Danielson are going to fight. There was no true build-up other than Danielson walks out and looks at him. I mean, what buildup is that? I need a true buildup. And it would make a whole lot more sense. But with that being said, it is, they do put on a great wrestling product. Let's talk about The Rock. The Rock comes back. Seemingly at the start, he was going to bury Cody Rhodes, take Cody Rhodes' moment. Well, the fans threw an immortal fit. You know, rightfully so. I hope Cody ends the Roman streak at Mania. I really do. He has to finish this. I hate the term finish a story, but he has to finish it now. Because if not, there's no point. Cody needs to just leave again. I mean, back-to-back years and then just nothing. But we get Rock, and he insults Seth Rollins. So we get Rock and Roman against Seth and Cody. Rock wins, the Bloodline's involved. Cody wins, Bloodline's banned. Yeah, it's one of those that you kind of pretty well know how it's going to go. But there it is. The Rock coming back, I mean, it's been an added thing. But in reality, did we need The Rock? No. The Rock should have come back last year when it was in Hollywood. But The Rock didn't need to come back at all. And we're getting a tag match at WrestleMania, a six-team tag match. And I'll tell you this, I hope one of them, and I'm saying this because of where it is, and I know they, one of them can wrestle, one of them struggles. I'm hoping one of the six is not announced and out walks the Dudleys in Philadelphia for WrestleMania to be in the match. Are they going to put on a massive show? No. But I hope for ECW's sake and for WWE's sake, they're thinking of this. Put the Dudleys in there. That's the greatest tag team ever. And where did they get their biggest name at? ECW. Might as well make them, you know, have that one reunion at Philly for WrestleMania. Makes the most sense, which means it probably won't happen. If it makes sense, normally it does not happen. But I'm hoping that. That's just the fan in me. We're seeing, you know, women get a massive push. Mercedes comes out on AEW. Great show. Great time. Ratings didn't look like it, but I'll tell you what, that pop was huge. Now, would that pop have been huge outside of Boston? I don't know. Not so sure on that. She thinks she's the top female star in the world. As much as I hate to say this, the top female star in the world is currently rehabbing a knee injury. Just saying there. I'm not a Flair fan, but she's the top women's star in the world. Just putting it out there. But I hope she does great things for AEW's women's division. They've lacked massively since they started in that department. And they've had plenty of superstars. But you go back to WWE, and Rhea and Becky. That's going to be a good match. We're going to get Io and Bayley. That should be a phenomenal match. We're getting Gunther and Sami Zayn. I mean, what a turn of events that match is going to be. I think it has potential to be better than last year's Gunther, Drew, and Sheamus match. I truly do. I don't know what we're going to do with some of these other matches. The U.S. title, not a clue. No idea. I think we're going to get some form of LWO match at WrestleMania. I think we're going to get something with Lashley and Karrion Kross. Does Omos is probably going to be on the show because why the hell not? Our Hall of Fame is going to be pretty decent. I'm still waiting for him to announce Bray as the headliner, but it is ECW area, so Heyman's probably is the main headliner, which I'm cool with. I am. But I honestly, NXT's putting on a great product. Trick Williams is one of the hottest stars in the world right now. I know their pay-per-view runs the same time as WrestleMania earlier in the day, but I would put that Trick and Carmelo on the Mania card 100%. Or, I mean, is it going to main event Stand and Deliver? No. That's going to be Tony and Ilya. Put Carmelo and Trick on the Mania card. Watch the crowd react. Watch them steal the show. Just saying it how it is. They're going to steal the show. But other than that, Jimmy and Jay is going to be a phenomenal match if they'll ever announce that. But the WrestleMania card right now does not look full. We're less than a month out, and we're like, okay, going to start announcing some more matches here. And we'll see, because I'm not so sold on the overall ability. I mean, it's going to be great. But, yeah, we'll see what we do from there. Honestly, I'm not entirely positive on all the matches. Normally by now we have a good idea. We really don't. Let's go to TNA a little bit. Alex Hammerstone signs with them. What a phenomenal pickup. For those that don't know who Alexander Hammerstone is. Hammerstone. A great, I've watched him in MLW. Massive star. Just a huge bulking guy. Great ring performer. And for TNA to sign him over the other two massive companies in WWE and AEW, what a get for TNA. I think he goes, makes a name for himself. A massive name on a public platform. Not saying MLW is not, but it's bigger. TNA is bigger than MLW. Now let's see where Jacob Fatu goes from there too. I would love to see him show up to compete with Hammerstone and TNA. That was a great rivalry in MLW. Let's put it on a bigger platform than MLW. But TNA is doing great things. Josh Alexander, like I said, Scott D'Amore getting fired. Not a good move by them, but so far they're putting on a great product again. I love seeing TNA back. I thought for the longest time they were dead in the water, but they're not. They really aren't. Ring of Honor's having a supercard show coming up, and I want to say it's the same weekend as WrestleMania. Bold strategy there. But diehard fans are diehard fans. They're going to follow what they follow. But that's what it is. And I know I've rambled on with this, and I have, but it's the state of the wrestling world. There's so much going on right now that if you can't find enjoyment out of any of those products you're watching right now, you need to look in the mirror. The wrestling world right now, it's pretty darn good shape.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.